Mario Ravaglione, Director of WHO's Stop TB Department, thanks so much for joining us today. Tell us about what has worked and what hasn't worked in the past month with the launch of the Global Plan to Stop TB in the next 10 years.
The Global Plan to Stop TB is a very powerful tool that the entire Stop TB partnership, backed by the World Health Organization and many other institutions, has put together to describe the actions that are necessary in the next 10 years to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. It was launched with major events in Davos by personalities such as Bill Gates, President Obasanjo of Nigeria, Gordon Brown. It has been launched simultaneously in other cities. I was myself in Ottawa in Canada to launch it with the president of the Canadian Development Cooperation Agency. What has succeeded is to ensure that, in fact, the whole world now knows that there is a plan to stop TB. What has not succeeded, in my view, is the fact that besides people like Bill Gates himself that has pledged more money for research, and besides some other grants and donations that have been mobilized as a consequence of the launch of the Global Plan, in reality, we still have a huge gap to fill just for this year in 2006, and now we are at the end of the year. And this, I think, requires a much more intensive approach by donors to really fund what is necessary.
Now, I believe the number over 10 years is $56 billion that's needed to fight TB.
Correct.
When you approach political leaders, how do you make the case that it's worth spending $56 billion?
Well, the reality is that we have to immediately distinguish one important point here, that of the 56 million, there are 56 billion, there are 9 billion that are for research, and there are 47 billion that are for country implementation of control activities. Of the 47 billion, we estimate roughly that country, endemic countries themselves, will have to mobilize more or less two-thirds. That means only one-third of the 47 billion is what we really request the external donors, let's say, the powerful countries, the rich country donors, to put into the developing countries. So it's not entirely true when we say 56 billion that everything has to come from external sources. Huge amount of that money is what the countries themselves have to put in their own health systems, which they have put up to now. So we just consider that they will continue pledging that. And so when we talk to donors particularly, we just point to the fact that TB control not only is a human right, not only is a public good, not only is a Millennium Development Goal quick win, as we like to say, because we can actually achieve it, but it's also an issue of development. And we now know very well that major diseases of poverty, such as tuberculosis, are impediment to development. And if we really want, in a globalized world, development and sort of assume uniform development, then we really need to target these type of diseases.
Now, these endemic countries face a lot of problems, whether it's issues with their health systems, not having the infrastructure, lack of human resources, lack of financial resources, HIV/AIDS, TB co-infection, malaria, and you're saying that they can put up two-thirds of the $56 billion. Where do you tell leaders of these endemic countries, most of which I'm assuming are developing, where do you tell them to start when it comes to tackling tuberculosis when they have all of these other issues to deal with as well?
Once again, tuberculosis is a quick win in the sense that we have a global strategy, as we call it today in the new Stop TB strategy, that essentially encapsulates all the various elements that have to be put in place. So it's something structured very well. There is an infrastructure, there is a network in most of the countries now with modern TB control programs that allows the money to be easily absorbed and put into services, into the delivery of services. So when we talk to political leaders in countries, we point to that. We point to the fact that TB is more advanced in terms of control than many other diseases. And it's an absolute priority because there is no country in the world, including industrialized countries, that have eliminated TB. And in the developing countries, as you pointed out, the rate is oftentimes so high that we tell them right away, put the basis of TB control in place and then incorporate anything else that is necessary according to the epidemiological situation. For instance, if we have a co-epidemic with HIV, or if we have the emergence of multidrug-resistant TB, or this type of additional challenges that require additional efforts. But the basic things of TB control are a must. There is no country that can avoid them.
Now, one thing that has arisen recently is XDR TB, so extensively drug-resistant TB. How has this changed the way that you do your job?
Well, you know, it has changed it in a way that probably will never go back to the previous type of notion of TB control. The emergence of XDR-TB this year has been signaled, first of all, by us in March of this year with the American CDC, and we found out that, in fact, it was present in some 17 countries around the world. We knew that some of these countries, say Latvia, that has XDR-TB, or Estonia, or even Peru and the Philippines, have put together some system to contain the challenge, to contain the threat, rather, of XDR-TB. What was real surprise is to see the emergence of XDR-TB so rapidly among the HIV-infected populations in South Africa. And this is really what represents today a true nightmare, if I can use this word, because it's a mixture of the two most important challenges to TB control today, that of TB associated with HIV and that of extremely or extensive drug-resistant tuberculosis. You put these two things together, you are, you know, in trouble when it comes to control of tuberculosis. So that requires a very intensive effort beyond and above, actually, what has been done up to now in these countries.
Do you feel like perhaps it might raise the awareness as well of people that you need to get involved in the fight against TB, be they political leaders or health workers?
Undoubtedly, because we have seen now quite a response from the political leaders in terms of at least being aware that there is such a threat. Some political leaders did not even hear there was a problem with tuberculosis in their own country when it was killing thousands of people every year, and because they were distracted by others, or distracted or taken by other priorities in health, say HIV/AIDS, malaria, or other diseases, especially in Africa. Now with the emergence of XDR-TB, there is no way that this can be avoided or forgotten or neglected. And in addition to that, we have seen a mobilization of communities, and this is quite important because it's the pressure that comes from social mobilization, communities, etc., that can actually create that tension that in the end results in better delivery of care to everyone. And so I think is an important issue that has to be tackled very, very frontally, and that's why yesterday we went out with a request of $95 million that are absolutely necessary within the next 1 year if we want to really face this epidemic and be able to somehow contain it. If we let it go, the world is going to pay billions of dollars to go back to what it used to be before, because at the moment there is no perspective for a new drug that will be treating XDR-TB for at least 4 or 5 or 6 years. And so if we lose the drugs that we have, we are really in deep trouble.
And last question, how do you hope that this conference this week will move the fight against tuberculosis forward?
The conference, as every year, you know, basically brings together all the international experts. And so there are multiple opportunities here during these days, and we started already early this week with satellite events to exchange information, to discuss issues. There will be a particular emphasis on XDR-TB because that's the latest major, as I say, challenge that we are facing, as an example. And so I believe there will be a good opportunity, actually, to inform each other, but particularly to inform the world about, once again, the huge threat of tuberculosis that has been neglected for decades, literally, and that is now reemerging like any infectious disease when it is left by itself unchecked. And so I really hope that the next 2 or 3 days will allow more opportunities to tell the world what is going on, and that 5,000 people die every day of this disease, 5 times the SARS epidemic every day.
Dr. Mario Ravioli, Director of WHO's Stop TB Department, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.